The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
As Jesus was setting out on a journey, a man ran up, knelt down before him, and asked him, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus answered him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but God alone. You know the commandments. You shall not kill. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. You shall not defraud. Honor your father and your mother." He replied and said to him, "Teacher, all of these I have observed from my youth." And Jesus, looking at him, loved him, and said to him, "You are lacking in one thing. Go, sell what you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me." At that statement, his face fell, and he went away sad, for he had many possessions. Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, "How hard it is for those who have wealth to enter the kingdom of God." The disciples were amazed at his words. So Jesus again said to them in reply, "Children, how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for one who is rich to enter the kingdom of God." They were exceedingly astonished and said among themselves, "Then who can be saved?" And Jesus looked at them and said, "For human beings it is impossible, but not for God. All things are possible for God." And Peter began to say to him, "We have given up everything and followed you." And Jesus said, "Amen, I say to you, there is no one who has given up house or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or lands for my sake and for the sake of the gospel who will not receive 100 times more now in this present age, houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecutions and eternal life in the age to come." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
It's a real pumpkin. Looks very good. Yeah, it's a real one. So yesterday I was showing this one, this pumpkin, and it was very strange. And I don't know, God created for Halloween or something, but it is a real one, huh? It's not fake. Oh, first time I saw it, it's beautiful. Like my color, beautiful. Great. And the other one is again beautiful. Yeah, this one is also. Yeah. Wow. Or somebody painted it. No, that's a real one. No, it's a fake one. Yeah, the gospel is saying about that, yes, how happy you'd be to become a rich man. How many of us want to be a rich man? No? Okay. Yeah, I want to be rich. Yes. Yeah. When I go back now home, where I came from 15 years I have been in this country, and they say, "Here comes the rich man." Yeah, I'm a rich man, see? Wow, nice clothes and everything. And they say, "Wow, you must have lots of money." Yeah. All those who go to America, yes, they have the tree. All the trees there over there, and you just pluck the money, it's there. So I say to them, yes, you can get lots of money, yes. Uh-huh. Yeah, but certainly we want to be grateful. But so many wonderful things that God has given to this country. And I come from the place where the Christianity is only 130 years of Christianity. And it was the Belgian missionaries that they went and evangelized us. So the Jesuit priests, so many of you love Jesuits, some of you. Jesuit priests are there, do they go around the world, and they are working in so many countries. And today also in this country also, the Georgetown University, all those professors are, yes, sharp, very nice, intellectual. Only when they go the other way is different. Otherwise, they are very intelligent. So the Belgian missionaries went in our place in 1885. So it was 1885 that they went first time to evangelize us in our area, because majority of our people in our area are Hindus, 80% are Hindus. And in our land also, where we grew up, my ancestors were Hindus. My grandfather, great-grandfather would be animist, he's worshipping nature. So still there are many who are dependent completely on the nature, what nature provides them, what nature does to them, and they try their best, they protect the tree, they protect and worship it. So yes, they go around the tree, big tree, and make ties with something, and they have to speak some mantras. Yes. And yes, again, so the native Indians, like here, what they worship, what they do, is the same way we have in our place, the people. So in our area, and first time the Father Levens, his name was, from Belgium, he went and he collected all of them, and he says, I will cut your knots. They have the tape here on the ponytail, long ponytail, and they will save everything and more ponytail. So he will, in the name of the Father and of the Son, yeah, he will cut everything, and yes, he will say, we will give the catechism. So some of the kids are learning about the confirmation. Yes, the catechism, always our whole life we grow in our catechism, in our understanding of the mystery of God that he provides to us, to the people of God, through the church, through all those who are matured and learned and intellectuals, and our own parents, grandparents, what they do, and we learn from them. I was in that country all my life, but 15 years ago only I came, so I have my experience with one of the Belgian missionaries that I talk about him all the time, most of the time, and yes, he is my inspiration, and certainly I love him, but yes, my bishop did not allow me to stay with him, and he sent me to America, so I cannot work together with him, but he is still alive, 90 years old. Yeah, that's very, 90 years old, and yeah, his work, I was his assistant, and his work is go to the very, very countryside, remote countryside, and work as much as he can, no matter what caste and creed and what, it doesn't care. He just wanted to work with them. So he will tell them, the ladies, you have to make the small groups and then bring awareness and education, bring cleanliness, bring the little collections of your resources, whatever. So that is way of bringing awareness and teaching. So we have so many villages, at least 200 villages we are covering, and I was assistant to him. So 200 villages we are covering and going to each village every day, trying to figure out what to be done. Sometimes we build the ponds, dams, how to fertilize these leaves, compost, fertilizers, and also the the earthworm, how to bring them, raise cattle, bring more cattle, cash crops, all those things. That was part of my ministry before I came, and I was with him. And we had two nuns at the same time working with us. They were going to the health system. The other one will go to bring awareness, and we both of us will go to supervise 200 villages. So one day he wanted to give me the experience. So he says, you little man, let us come with me. Come, follow me. So I said, okay, Father, I will go with you. He takes his own motorbike, not like 7-ton motorbike. No, not that one. Yeah, the little one. But yes, 250cc it is called. 250cc, and he will take and looks nasty and full of junk. Doesn't look good at all. because everywhere the wires are hanging, like a Halloween.
Yes.
Wires are hanging everywhere, and he's driving, and I'm following him. Man, it was a little better, but the same brand, and he was going ahead of me, and now he finds a place, and he's going in a dirt road, and all the bushes all around, and a dirty road, and up and down, and he says, where is he going? But yes, he wanted to show me something, and it's a narrow dirt road where only the people who are kind of lost, they will go over there. So he takes me, and then there is a river. The river beds are there, and all the sand everywhere, and now he goes there. So I says, okay, I'll follow you wherever you will go. And now he goes again further. He goes in the water, the river. He says, what? So it was shallow. He knows the place where it is not very deep. It was kind of a knee around this. Water is flowing, and he says, yeah? So he goes, and then I says, okay, I should try. I should also go. So, okay, I will go. So, certainly my pants, yeah, get wet. Because, yes, I had to balance. I also tried, But yes, for a while it was good. But somehow he managed, and then I managed to cross the river. But I says, wow, why does he choose this way? Why should we go to this water, the river? But he wanted to teach me. He wanted to teach me the difficult life. He says, it's okay. And now we pass the riverbed, and now we have to climb up. And it is a dirt. Climb up, like those who kids I know, they go in the jungle and forest and play with those little ones. We don't have that kind of thing, but we have the real one. So it is sharp, and we have to climb over there as well. And he did. And then halfway he goes, and he comes down. Nicely he comes down. The old man, he's a little old, so let me try. So I'm thinking, I'm a young man. Okay, I can do it. So I said, okay. Almost reach over there. And at the edge, he starts coming back. He knows how to balance himself to come down. I have no idea. So, yes, that was the lucky day. Yes, lucky day that God was there watching my clown. My work, and I fell down. Motorcycle fell almost close to me. And it would have killed me on that day because it would have punctured my all these bones, ribs. But yes, luckily, I was able to jump a little bit further, so I was saved. I got immediately started getting the words. You think that you are a young man. You think that you know everything. You do not know, you are just a young man. I know, I have experience. I know how far I have to go and come back in a balanced way. You do not know, don't dare to do that. Okay, Father. But yes, that was the lesson. Eventually, he is an engineer also, still. Yeah, so he knows how to fix. He knows how to fix. My headlight is broken, my clutch is broken, everything crumped, everything is broken. And then he says, okay, we have to fix it. Well, he has the bag, the leather, not leather bag, it's a small bag, where he carries a flashlight, ropes, and some instruments, wrench. So he says, okay, now we have to take it out. So tie it. So he takes out the rope and we tie it, and then we are taking out up. But it was difficult with two persons because it is heavy. One has to direct and one has to drag and one has to pull. Not possible. So eventually we had to call one shepherd boy who was grazing the cows over there. So he says, would you be able to come and help us? And he came willingly, and then he tied. And one person, three people, one is dragging, one is pulling up, and one is just pushing it, and the one is balancing it. And somehow we were able to manage. And he said, okay, now another thing you will do, you both of us will push me and I will be in the broken motorbike. And we were pushing that far till that the end of the church. What he did, I do not know, but he started. He started his he's an engineer. He knows what to do. So something he did with his leg got started. He never saw back. And he started and he went for the mission, the village where we were supposed to go. And he went over there. He did not see me whether I'm coming or not. No. I started his motorbike. And somehow he will do come to the meeting. But his purpose was to teach me. And still he admires me and he loves me. The purpose why I'm telling, the missionary has the zeal and enthusiasm to work with these people. These people, those who are in the countryside, those who are very primitive, their way of life is very different. They do not have plumber or running water inside. No heating or no air condition, no inside house that for the toilet, no house. They have to go outside. The cattle, they have to graze. All those things which we can be thinking that we have been easily getting here for granted. But these are the requirements over there, that he works for everybody. So that's why he wants to bring awareness and the material goods that they can little bit go up and fulfill their basic needs. Basic fundamental things, water, grazing, cooking. They cook with firewood, so the firewood they will collect and all those. So slowly bringing them awareness about their life and change their lives. And that was the purpose. That was the purpose. So I'm talking some of the very primitive villages. Not every, all villages are like that. But I worked with them. I was with them. And I was... yes, certainly enjoying. They have the joy, they have the peace, which we cannot understand how they have. But God has abundance. They are happy like anything. They will be bringing the drums, and whole night they will play the drums, and they will be in joy and peace. They have little things. They don't have televisions. They don't have big ambitions, big aims. They do not know many things. The God has beauty in them as well. And that is what I experienced. And now, yes, I have my bishop asked me to come this way. And I have been here in 15 years now. And able to see, fortunate to see this beautiful world that God has created. And it looks wonderful, don't you think?
Yes.
And during this time, in the fall, again, beautiful. So certainly, this country is way ahead of that part of the world. Civilized, 100 years they are behind, and you are 100 years ahead. And yes, many more years you are ahead. And yes, some of the things which you may not able to think, electricity. But there is no electricity. It is, it looks, feel wonderful. Yeah, all these benches, the people are in the church, in the flat. They are sitting down in the floor, sometimes dirt floor, but they will come for prayer. So that is what they do. But here, yes, sometimes we may not able to think that, wow, I'm so fortunate, I'm so privileged. Some of the things, our houses are beautiful, but yes, certainly you have worked hard, your ancestors have worked hard, and yes, you have come to this level. And that's why when I come to this country, they say, oh, he's a rich man. So everybody thinks America is very rich. Do you think? No? Yes.
Yes.
No?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yes. No. Both. Yes. It is yes. Also yes. But yes, I was able to look, be able to see even Europe also, the Belgian missionaries where they came to evangelize. I was able to go to their land as well to figure out what is happening over there and how beautiful is this land. So that was fortunate. Certainly, yes, some of the way that we have developed is wonderful, amazing, and blessings of God with our human effort. But yes, I was very sad to know the person who evangelized our place, his own nephew, grandsons, granddaughters, are now they are not able to practice the faith. They are kind of lost on the way. And they don't care about God at all now. So I was very much surprised. I was surprised. I was able to ask the nieces, one of the nieces, and she says, my grandsons, granddaughters, they don't go to church. They don't follow God. They are lost. They are somewhere else. And I felt, wow, what is the purpose, Lord? They went to evangelize us. They are missionaries for us. And now their sons and daughters, grandsons and daughters, kind of are lost. That is not the way, but he has his plan. He has his wisdom. I do not know how he has to figure out, but he has the wisdom. The book of wisdom, the Solomon, King Solomon in the first reading we gave here, that he's talking about, I do not need the kingship. I do not need the money. I do not need this and that. I need the wisdom of you, Lord. I need the wisdom that you will give to me. And that is what Solomon is asking in the first reading. So the first reading talks about the wisdom of God. We need the wisdom of God. And that comes wonderful way to our lives through the celebration of the sacrament, the celebration of the gospel and the Eucharist. And that is the wisdom of God. And that is the second reading. It's talking about St. Paul to the Hebrews. It's talking, yes, the words of God is made flesh. It is the Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ, and his words are sharp edged. It cuts through the right and wrong. What is right? What should be done? What should not be done? What should we do? And that is the question. So the second book of Hebrews is talking us, take the word of God, the Holy Bible, walk with the scriptures, walk with the sacraments which we celebrate is the mystery of God. And in the gospel is certainly when this rich man comes, he was following each rules and regulations and everything. But now he says, I have done all my youth, wonderful, it is everything. But Jesus says, you need one more thing. Give it up, your possessions, and sell it. And then, yes, you will have it. But he was sad, it was difficult. And today the saddest from the gospel story that we hear, the saddest lesson today. Who doesn't want to be rich? Yes, richness is not bad. Only the attachment with it, that when it possesses us like a strong demon, then it is bad. Then it is bad. We have so many celebrities we know. When they do the good work, when they do good things, then yes, it is good. But sometimes it can, all those money and positions can kill us as well. And the drugs and all those different kinds of situation, the mental sickness, the mental, all those things comes when you have so much dependent on the material things and forget about the God. Forget about God. And that is the mistake that we do in our lives. And yes, that is the world is doing, it seems. I feel like that. So as our missionary was telling me, Father, it is not the material world that can solve the problems. The materialism will not be the end of our, all the questions of our answers. Yes, we need him. We need God. And that is what Jesus is inviting through the gospel, the rich man is inviting. So yes, I thank all of you that you have generosity, you have love for the people whom you have not seen, the people for whom you serve in third world countries, the people, there are so many funds and there are so many purpose that you raise the money for the purpose. And that is the way God has the balance. God has the wisdom. He brings, he cleans our souls. He makes us to understand, compassionate and loving. And he has his plan, his mystery to work through us. But again, we have to come to God. We have to come to him, to honor him and glorify him, and he will speak to us what is right, what is wrong. So let us be grateful to God and thank you for your generosity, for those poor countries, for those poor people whom you have served and you continue to serve again. And that is what one of the professors, he says, a mental health professor, money giving is a beautiful gift. Money giving to others is a beautiful gift because, yes, it is bringing your mental health. That yes, at the end, we do not end up with depression, do not end up with drugs, do not end up with all those, yeah, Alzheimer's and everything and so on. So all those things. So he says that our profession. Let us ask the blessings of God, that how we will glorify him through our lives, the wealth and the gifts, what he has given to us. And again, Let the wisdom of God rule our lives. May God bless you. Amen.